Good afternoon, this is Robinson Pinos and
Michelle.
Today we'll be talking about the golden mean, which is the perfect spot between deficiency and excess. In other words, it could be considered as the middle spot of too much or too little, which are the vices. We will be connecting the golden mean with the cardinal and theological virtues, and specifically we will be talking about the two cardinal virtues, which are courage and justice, and two of the theological virtues, which are hope and love.
So as my partner mentioned, one of the virtues is courage. Courage means to feel brave, or when one takes action that is usually out of their comfort zone and has a greater cause or effect. One person that shows a vice deficiency of courage is Osama bin Laden. He was known to be a coward because he recruited illiterate, uneducated young people and spent most of his time hiding. One who truly shows the virtue of courage is Martin Luther King. He did non-violent, powerful protests that he strategically planned, and he gained much support to end segregation. A person that shows a vice excess of courage is Adolf Hitler, because he felt overly courage as he thought that killing thousands of Jews would have no consequence, and he just acted out of his own ambitions.
The next virtue is justice, and justice means to find the balance which keeps things fair for all sides. So in other words, like somebody that wants to like just be fair for both sides of a situation, to just find fairness. And to put this with the golden mean and the vices, the vice of deficiency, we related this with Joseph Stalin, which was the Soviet Union leader during the Cold War. And Stalin would treat people with oppression, lack of care, I guess. And because of this, he would be considered deficient with justice, because he was a communist and he considered it as better for the people, but really he was just being more oppressive and it was being worse for the people. It looked like he was not doing much. Really, all he was doing was like just making it worse for the people. And a vice of excess that we found for justice was Thanos from the Avengers. Thanos plays as the villain of this movie, and in this movie he has a strategical way of killing like half the universe, which is by snapping his finger, and he does this in order to find fairness with the world, even equality. And this is an excess because he's doing too much for it. He's not like conscious of how much he's actually doing, which is a huge excess. And the golden mean of this virtue is Thaddeus Stevens. Thaddeus Stevens was a radical Republican. He wanted equality with African Americans and white people. And to do this, he would try to help a lot during court cases, and he's even tried helping pass the 13th Amendment, which successfully happened, and it led to a great impact that can be seen today, which is equality with African Americans.
So the moral conscience has four parts: the id and the superego. The id is when someone makes decisions based on what will satisfy them. An example of this is Boo from the Monsters, Inc. She was a little girl who was scared of the monsters but managed to enter the monster side and kept going everywhere even though it was prohibited. She did whatever she wanted by wandering around and not thinking about the consequences, and this is how it demonstrates that she does whatever satisfies her and doesn't think of how it would affect the other monsters, even though it could lead them to bigger problems. And another moral conscience is the superego, which is when someone else influences the way you make a decision. And one person is Hannah Montana, also known as Miley Cyrus. She is a girl who was mostly raised acting for a show called Hannah Montana. And this is a good example of super ego, because Miley Cyrus described that the reason why she transformed was because she was too heavily influenced by her character Hannah Montana, and she was struggling to find her identity. She thought that the decisions she made were based off how the character Hannah Montana would respond.
Conscience is the thought within a person that enforces their choices, decisions that they make based on like their connection with God and the moral values. And an example we picked of conscience was this biblical story, which is the prodigal son. In this story, the son gets money from his father, and he leaves his father to spend it off. He ends up with no money at the end, and he feels regret, so he ends up going back to his father. His father forgives him. And this is a good example of conscience, because the son began to think about how it was wrong that he left his family in such a selfish way. He just went to spend all the money, and his conscience enforces him to return to his father. Even if he had to be a servant, he didn't really care what it had to take. He just wanted to go back to his family, as his conscience got into him. The ego is how we make our decisions based on our thoughts logically, and I guess how your decision can impact what you're doing. An example of ego that we chose was overall a character, Jesus of Nazareth from the Bible. Jesus came to the world for a reason. He knew he had to sacrifice himself eventually, and because his purpose was to redeem people and to bring good. This is a good example of ego, because Jesus' thoughts involved reasoning on why he's making the sacrifice. He knew he had to make a sacrifice, and he, along with his sacrifice, he tried to bring good to people by preaching and teaching them morals through the Bible, which is something we've seen a lot. Moving on to the theological virtues, we'll be connecting hope and love with Jay Gatsby from the book The Great Gatsby. Jay Gatsby feels hope as he's trying to regain a lost relationship that he had with a lady named Daisy Buchanan, who is married in the book. And he also feels love for this lady, as he's been committed to her. Even though she's been married, he's just been waiting for her. The vices of this situation is that Gatsby may feel hope, but he feels an excessive amount of hope, because he waits so much for her, which is a huge excess, because he's just doing the most. Like, she's already married, and yet he's still trying to get her.
So Jay Gatsby, he showed a bad moral character because he went overboard with his decisions, and he did it based on what he felt rather than how it would affect others. He didn't think fully of what he did and did it without thinking of the consequences. His ambitions got way into his head, and it blocked him from seeing the effects, which could be bad, mostly bad, since he died. And this is just a way that shows how his bad moral character affected what happened in his life.
This was our podcast. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Thank you.